All right, here we go. Fourth and final hour of the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Yeah, we spent much of the first hour talking about kind of sad news regarding the Rocket Classic, and it's, you know, something that people in Detroit enjoyed the last eight summers, and sad to see it go. And it's peculiar. Look, there's challenges. People have offered up a bunch of reasons why there's challenges to have a professional golf tournament, at least a men's PGA event, as opposed to, there's a couple of LPGA events. There's a Champions Tour, whatever it's called, the senior event. It's in Warwick Hills, Grand Blanc. But now we've seen the Buick Open leave and the Rocket Classic's leaving. And it's kind of peculiar that the state that loves golf, has so many golf courses, hasn't been able to support a PGA event. Kind of odd. But 248-539-9797 if you want to continue with that. Scott, you put together your offseason, what you'd like to see happen here. Regarding the Red Wings, so let's hear it.
So I would like to see the team be aggressive because they've got cap space to do it. They've got prospects to do it. And, you know, they didn't make something happen. They traded for Justin Falk, but we all wanted something else. Go out and try to acquire Robert Thomas from St. Louis. He's so smooth on the ice, Doug. Puts the puck in the net, sets people up. He's signed to a reasonable contract, a lot like Larkin's contract. I think he'd be a great addition to this team. I really want.
I think the rhythm of the line would be really connected. Yeah. All right. One beat.
Everybody same beat. Working together, yeah. Man. But Robert Thomas makes all the sense in the world for the Red Wings to go after. So I'd like to see them go after Robert Thomas. And if they can't swing a deal for Robert Thomas, then be aggressive by going after Jason Richardson, restricted free agent.
Well, let me back Dallas. Up. Let's start with Rob Thomas.
Okay. Start with who? Okay.
How are you getting him?
Trade prospects. St. Louis wants to clear up some cap space.
Don't worry, Doug. Gator will be smooth with it.
Yeah. Throw, you know, Sebastian, give him Seabass, your buddy Nate Danielson. You know, that's what they're going to want. They're going to want prospects because they don't want to take on salary. So if it means I have to give up three top prospects to do so, to get Rob Thomas, let's do it. And if they say no, then we'll forget about it.
Okay.
Now, the other part of it is, and I mentioned Jason Robertson's another player I'd like to see them go after. He's a restricted free agent. If they can't get one of those two guys, and I want that done before you move Dylan Larkin, if you're going to move Dylan Larkin. Because maybe, just maybe, if you got one of those two guys, the Dylan Larkin would say, okay, hold on. Maybe I don't want to go. Maybe I was a little harsh and rash with my decision here to say I want to get traded, because I didn't like the direction where this club is going. But you just made a bold-ass move to give up prospects, legitimate prospects, to acquire a legitimate player. This is a team I can play with.
So this is like somebody submitting their resignation from a company, and the company asks why, and you tell them, and the company corrects it before they actually leave.
That's right.
Submit your 2 weeks, but before the 2 weeks is up, the company makes a change, and now you're reconsidering.
It's kind of like when Dennis Leary quit as the coach of the Cleveland Browns after he found out that Kevin Costner had traded everything, mm-hmm. and then drafted somebody he didn't want, and he resigned. And he said, hang on, let me cook here, and if you still want to, you know, quit, then that's fine. But let me finish up here. And then, of course, he gets all his picks back and the whole thing. And then he says, is this a team you can coach? He says, this is a team I can coach. Is this a team you can play for? Dylan Larkin? If they add Rob Thomas? Come on!
So,
let's go, Carlos! Go! He's wailing away in that PRS. Let's go!
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think there's coming back from this on a serious note with Larkin? Is there any coming back from this?
I think there's a possibility. I don't think it's a strong one. Okay. Yeah, you would have to, I mean, you have to have an epic speech.
The mea culpa?
An epic mea culpa, yeah. And it would have to be in conjunction with the general manager as well. And where nobody speaks until something like this happens, and then let's say this scenario plays out, which is thin. But if it were to play out this way, then you could get Eisenman and Larkin together at a press conference where they say, look, neither one of us said anything.
Well, that is true.
There's a lot of speculation out there in the media about what happened and who said what. Nobody knows except for Dylan and myself. And, you know, we were able to air some grievances, got some things figured out.
Plausible deniability here.
Yeah, and what we've come up with a plan that we think makes us not just a playoff team, but maybe a player in the Eastern Conference now.
It's an interesting point you're making, and we are always very careful about this, about trying to operate within the guardrails of what we know as opposed to what is speculated upon. It seems awfully likely. I think we pretty much know he's asked for a trade.
Sure,
that would have been denied. But Eisenman hasn't said anything. Dylan Larkin hasn't said anything.
Nope.
So could there be any coming back from this? And that's a hard thing to imagine coming back from this. As you said, maybe thin.
I think it's real thin.
But you asked, I mean, what we said was what Gator wants to happen this offseason.
Now,
when does NHL free agency start?
July 1st.
Okay.
So keep in mind, I said I'd like them to have something in place with, say, a trade for Robert Thomas or acquiring Jason Robertson before the Larkin thing is settled. Now, that could still mean that they're trading Larkin, and so be it. That's fine. But this is the move that I want to be made.
What kind of money do you think Robertson's going to get?
11, 12 million, something like that.
So Rob Thomas is at about $8.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a one-for-one swap with Larkin.
Yeah.
And Rob Thomas isn't as old as I... Hold on. Do you know how old he is off the top of your head?
He's like 26. I'm not sure.
26 years, 11 days, 11 months and 7 days. Sorry. Yeah, he's not that old. Feels like he's been around producing for a while.
No, he was a point-a-game guy last year, and he was hurt for a little bit. Missed like 20 games or 18 games, something like that.
So if they're cleaning house, you're going Kosa, Nate Danielson, and Stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What, Carter Mazur thrown in? Sure.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Demetrius in Flint. You're on 97.1. Hello, Demetrius.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Hey, I think that in the Larkin thing, we got caught up with the word leak. I don't think it was leaked. I think in the real world, when somebody's applying or interviewing, you want to know why they left their previous job. Did you get fired or did you quit? And I think that I could see any of the scenarios you guys talked about. I could see Eisenman calling a team, discussing it, and they go, wait, whoa, why are you trading Dylan Larkin?
Right.
You got to answer that question. Or I could see a team calling his agent and go, why the hell is Eisenman calling me about Larkin? In any of those scenarios, you got to say, yeah, he's decided he wants to move on. It's not even that nefarious. Leaking it is not. It's just you have to reveal it. You have to share it if you want to do business with people. So I don't even think it's that big a deal. I don't think it matters. If a team wants him, they're going to want him, but they need to know why. And I think that's fair. So I don't think anybody did anything nefarious. Just you got to share that.
I think you're probably more right than wrong. I mean, the Red Wings could have said, look, he's requested a trade, so we're exploring options. Please keep this between us. And then maybe that other team, somebody, because I will say this, Demetrius, about the Red Wings organization for a team that I don't cover, okay, and I'm not around on a day-in, day-out basis, the intel is that it is as tight-run a ship as they are. Like, Eisenman has an inner circle, and even in his inner circle, they don't know what he's thinking. So I don't think it came from Detroit.
But I don't really think it hurts the value, no matter where it came from. I think a team that's really interested doesn't care why. They want to know, but it's not going to change the value of the trade offer. Maybe and at not. The end of the day, Eisenman can say no.
He can say no, yes. It might mean you get a bunch of offers that aren't really competitive because teams think you're desperate, right. But you're right. You don't have to take said offers. Thank you, 248-539-9797. Gator, I like your plan. There's no point in rushing to trade Dylan Larkin, is there?
No, there's no. Unless you think that you have to have something in place before the draft because you want draft capital out of it and take advantage of this year's draft, if you think this is one that you have to take advantage of. But, you know, I don't think that's the case. I think this is one where it's going to be, Eisenman's going to be pretty methodical. I mean, I can't believe Steve Eisenman's only working with three teams right now. This is his preferred destination. This is where I'd like to play, sir. Okay, great. We'll look at that. I don't think either of those teams have the package of players that we'd want. So we're gonna try to expand that.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.